Welcome back. You're almost there. You are so close to finishing this course and finishing strong. Now, in this video, I want you to think about what makes a good interview and what makes a bad interview, and how you can effectively prepare yourself and your guests for the greatest win. Now, having guests on your podcast can be an important part of gaining an audience and communicating your message. However, let's face it, we've all been witness to bad interviews. So to avoid that, we're going to cover three helpful things or guidelines for hosting a great interview on your future podcast. When you witness a great interview, often we may chalk it up to, well, it was just good chemistry. Or maybe you don't even give it much thought at all. Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Great interviews require preparation on the host as well as the guest. Rarely does a great interview happen by simply clicking the record button and winging it. Now, here are the three ways, the three steps that I strive to take with each interview are, number one, the pre-interview phone call. Number two, filling in content blocks. And number three, the sound check. Now, let's start with this pre-interview phone call. Now, a best practice is to have a brief phone call with your guest 7 to 10 days before the interview. Now, this phone call is critical to getting a feel for your guest's heart, for their passion, but especially the rhythm with which you and your guest converse. Now, listen to me on this one. Different people have different styles of communication, and it's critical to have an initial conversation to learn if this person's communication style is it best to be done in like little sound bites, or do they tend to share in these longer bursts? Regardless of their communication style, I share with the guest how an interview is like a tennis match. You see, a good interview consists of conversation, a healthy back and forth, of sharing ideas as opposed to just a monologue. You see, the best conversations are two-sided opportunities for connection and dialogue. I inform the guest that sound bites are often better than 5-minute monologues in most cases. Beyond learning their conversation style, it's important to determine their most passionate topic. Now, often as the interviewer, I have an idea of where I would want the interview to go. However, once I get on the phone with my future guest, I have and do quickly see where a great interview could go. Now, while on this phone call, I will share with the guest my three predetermined content blocks. And as discussed earlier, my content blocks are titled Let's Define It, Let's Develop It, and Let's Do It. During our call, I will invite the guest to pattern their thoughts around these three predetermined buckets. I may even say, yes, that is a perfect segue from the Define It section into the Develop It section. Okay. So we've had this phone call, and we've briefly discussed the three content blocks. Now it's time for the guest to literally submit a brief web form where they are going to actually type in their notes into those three content blocks. Now this allows them to, number one, kind of like summarize their content, but it will also be a document that the two of us will have in front of us during the interview as some form of reference during our time on the podcast. Now, finally, it's the day of the interview. Now, I usually have the guest come on about 15 minutes early so that we can get our bearings, review our content, and test audio levels. Now, during this sound check, I remind the guest that this is our conversation and it should likely be like a healthy tennis match where both parties are communicating and volleying back and forth. I remind our guest of our goals, our desired time frame, and to have fun. I want to make sure that they enjoy themselves, because a guest who's enjoying themselves, that's a great interview. Now remember, a great interview does not happen on its own. Whenever possible, I conduct a pre-interview phone call. I request that the guests write out their thoughts into these predetermined content blocks. And finally, I always have a sound check so we can kind of review our game plan, and dial in not only audio levels, but where we're headed. Well, there you have it, folks. I'm super excited. We have just one more video and some important exercises for you to do as we bring our course to a close. And with that, I'll see you on the final video.